This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
The daily five-question trivia game, you versus Katie in a battle of the brains. To find out the answer to the question,
Are You Smarter Than Katie?
God, we're so
beautiful,
good.
Beautiful, guys.
We're so good.
I cannot wait to find out what happens when Gavin and I return.
Right. So Gavin and Katie will be back on Monday. We might be adding a new member to the Face Mask Boys, singing... triplet? What do they call it? How many?
Well, you're already quartet. A triplet. It would be a quartet.
Right, quartet. Thank you.
We're going to be like the Beatles.
Right, there you go. We'll be the Beatles. And listen, I know we haven't done it in a while because obviously Gavin and Katie have been out of the studio. But starting on Monday, we're going to put Are You Smarter Than Katie back live on our Instagram live at End1065. If you want to start following us, just make sure you don't miss a minute of it. And Rachel from Vacaville is playing this morning. Good morning, Rachel.
Hello.
Rachel, do you play Are You Smarter Than Katie with us every morning?
Oh, I try to do every morning.
Do you do a good job at it?
No, definitely not.
Oh, okay. Uh-oh. All right. Well, listen.
Okay, perfect. Well, then but I still love the confidence to call it and play.
Right. Listen, that could all change today. We'll find out. Rachel, will you kick Katie out of her homemade garage studio, please?
See you later, Katie.
Okay, bye.
Rachel, get more questions right than Katie, and you'll win today. But if you tie, Katie gets the win. Are you ready to play?
I am ready, yeah.
All right, here we go. Question one. According to a new poll, 28% of people have added at least one streaming subscription since the start of the pandemic. Disney Plus announced that a big blockbuster movie is coming to their service, but you'll have to pay $30 on top of your Disney Plus subscription to watch it. What movie is it?
That movie is Mulan.
Question two. Happy socially distant birthday to former Sacramento Kings player DeMarcus Cousins. He is 30 today. He is now a Laker. What is DeMarcus Cousins' nickname?
Oh, my goodness. Baller.
Question three. The classic 1974 movie Blazing Saddles is being remade as an animated movie called Blazing Samurai. And instead of it featuring racial tensions between a black sheriff and white townspeople, it'll be about a dog samurai in a town of cats. What comedy legend wrote and directed Blazing Saddles?
Oh, my. Comedy legend.
Oh, boy. 3 seconds. Three.
Comedy legend.
Two. One.
Chris Rock.
Would you say that again?
Chris Rock.
Oh, Chris Rock. Legend. Question four.
I don't know.
On this day in 1995, Hall of Fame baseball player Mickey Mantle died after a battle with liver cancer. He was 63. What team did Mickey play his entire 17-year career with?
Oh, my goodness. I don't even know the sport. The
3 seconds.
The Mighty Ducks.
And question five. A restaurant in Germany is getting mocked because of a picture that went viral of the, quote, world's laziest salad. It was just a sliced tomato with raw onions sprinkled on top of it, and it cost $7. No seasoning, no dressing. How many salads could you buy for a party of 12?
how many salads can I buy for a party of 12?
Mm-hmm.
But they're $7 a piece?
Correct.
Yes.
Oh, okay. So how much total does it cost?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
She's finally got it figured out. And this is where she is going to be doing the math to figure out how much it's going to be. And guess what? And time is up. 3 seconds.
Time is up. Okay.
$84.
Okay.
Katie!
Hello.
All right, Katie, you are going for your 406th win today. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right, here we go. Question one. According to a new poll, 28% of people have added at least one streaming subscription since the pandemic started. Disney Plus announced that a big blockbuster movie is coming to their service, but you're going to have to pay $30 on top of your Disney Plus subscription just to even watch it. What movie is it?
Mulan.
Yes. Question two. Happy socially distant birthday to former Sacramento Kings player DeMarcus Cousins. He is 30 today. He is now a Laker. What is DeMarcus Cousins' nickname?
Oh, my God. I know this. Okay. It is...
3 seconds.
Oh, God. Three, stop, two, please. Fuzzy.
What?
It's not...
Boogie.
Whoopie.
Boogie.
Boogie.
I thought you were Sacramento proud.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to shut up.
Kevin isn't even a Kings fan and
right,
he knew that.
And I knew that.
Kevin, please. You don't know. And you only like sports because of the colors of their uniform.
That is and also the commentators.
What?
Oh, that's new. I didn't see that coming. Question three, the classic 1974 movie Blazing Saddles is being remade as an animated movie called Blazing Samurai. And instead of it featuring racial tensions between a black sheriff and white townspeople, it's going to be about a dog samurai in a town of cats. What comedy legend wrote and directed Blazing Saddles?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Gavin, could you stop it?
Yeah,
Three seconds.
Forget it. I'm not answering.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Wow.
Oh, that's a minus one.
Mel Brooks. Mel Brooks.
Classic.
I was going to say that, and then Gavin made me feel like I was some sort of idiot for even, like, taking a second to think about it. Could you shut up, too, please?
It's my fault that you
please
didn't answer.
Please be quiet. It's your fault that you like to do this, like, oh, my God, I mean,
that was a shocking one.
Let's go ahead and move on to question four. On this day in 1995, Hall of Fame baseball player Mickey Mantle died after a battle with liver cancer. He was 63. What team did Mickey play his entire 17-year career with?
The Yankees.
Yes. And question five. By the way, I had to, I'm going to preface this by saying she got the answer correct, but I have to reword the back part of this question for you, Katie, okay? A restaurant in Germany is getting mocked because of a picture that went viral of the, quote, world's laziest salad. It's just a sliced tomato with raw onion on top of it, and it costs $7. No seasoning, no dressing. How much would it cost if you could buy this salad for a party of 12?
And it's $7?
Correct.
I don't know why
and
people...
you had to reword that.
Correct. Okay. And I'll tell you why in a second.
Okay. $84.
Yes.
Wow. There's not even lettuce on it.
Yes, lettuce and onion, he said.
It's just tomato and onion. That's
it. Oh, tomato and onion.
I mistakenly said how many salads could you buy it when saying it to her. So I just wanted to make... She got the answer correct also. I just wanted to make sure no one's trying to blow up my car because I said the question wrong, okay?
oh, yeah.
All right, today's final score, Rachel 2, Katie 3. Katie with the win.
Oh, I know. Oh,
that's okay.
It's all right. Listen.
Just one apart. Just one apart. I should have gotten Boogie.
I've never
even seen Blazing Saddles. I don't even really care about that one.
Wow, Gavin's going to blow up your car now.
I'm sure he is.
I'm not allowed. Kevin and I aren't allowed to talk anymore.
Yeah, period.
Well,
we're not talking.
It's because Gavin knows everything, so that's why he can't talk.
Oh, my God.
Would
please
stop talking?
I'm not going to talk anymore.
I'm not going to talk anymore.
Gavin, this is my segment. I have to talk. It's not yours. You're not even part of the face mask, boys.
Listen.
Oh, what?
I mean, I'd rather not be part of the face mask boys than
that
be the ugly one, Kevin.
Else. I'm making a very funny joke.
Oh, my gosh. No, he's not. On three. One, two, three.
No, he's not.
Oh, my gosh.
That could go gold.
All right. Listen, Rachel, I am sorry, but it's going to be interesting to see how this all shapes up when Gavin and Katie are back in the studio live with us starting on Monday. But go ahead and tell everybody what we already know.
Today, I'm not smarter than Katie.
Oh, that's okay.
There you go.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.